Okay, we are recording. We are sitting out sort of near the track. You can hear the tractor. That's on the track, so that's how close we are.
To the paddock, race number three at Emerald Downs, the Carl's Jr. Purse at 5.5 furlongs for two-year-olds. Our final two-year-old maiden race of 2012. We do have the Gottstein Futurity coming up, race number 10 this afternoon, our final stakes race of the season. And the winner of that, our likely two-year-old male champion, will be honoring and recognizing all of the divisional winners later on the card today, as well as honoring and recognizing five of the top claiming horses in Emerald Downs history. That'll be right here in the paddock, races 5 through 9. And of course, the Ashbaugh Beale Claiming Challenge resumes in the fifth race as well. Some great racing this afternoon. The 50 Cent Pick 5 starts in the seventh race today. 50 Cent minimum wager, and tying the winners of the last five races on that one ticket. That should be a nice pay today. The 50 Cent final late pick 4 starts in the eighth race. So this third race today, the Carl's Jr. First, two-year-old maiden colts and geldings, male runners, 5.5 furlongs. We have three first-time starters, and again, the final two-year-old maiden race of this season here at Emerald Downs. And let's take a look at the field. Number one is Elite's Dream by Istan. Istan by Gone West, a good speed influence. And Elite's Dream from the barn of Jonathan Nance has had the one start. And in the X Mountain Cop Invitational down at Portland, September 3rd. So his first career start, he was 6-5 in the wagering in that race. He was heavily wagered on and he ran well. He finished second. He was beaten 5 lengths down at Portland in his only start. That was September 3rd, about 3 weeks ago. Elite's Dream from the rail, Emerald Downs debut, Debbie Hoonan aboard for Jonathan Nance. And Jonathan Nance has had a good season here at Emerald Downs. Just like Uptown, number two, trained by Larry and Sharon Ross, owned by Rick Beale. Rick, the author of the Ashbaugh Beale Claiming Challenge, and he has a first-time starter in here today. The name Just Like Uptown comes from his first favorite horse way back in the late 60s, early 70s at Long Acres up the road. And Just Like Uptown, a Washington bred, successful runner. I think he was a stakes winner as well, trained by Jim Penny back then. Just Like Uptown, second version here at Emerald Downs today. First time starter by Maddie G out of the mare Cream. Cream ran one time herself. She won. This is her first foal to race.
I wonder what color Cream is.
And the Ross Mother and Sharon Ross have been doing extremely well the last second half or third of the season. Lionel Camacho Flores aboard this first-time starter, who had a best-of-the-day workout on September 17th, last Monday, Just Like Uptown, worked in 46 2/5 for a half mile, best-of-the-day. Two-year-olds come out into the walking ring, Just Like Uptown by Maddie G, the two. Ryan's Argument is a first-time starter, the three from the barn of Frank Lucarelli, our training champion for this year. Well, Howard Belvoir, actually, after winning those first two races, has a chance with the rest of his starters today, so let's not be premature as yet, as I might have already been. Ryan's Argument by Closing Argument. Closing Argument nearly won the Kentucky Derby.
Wow.
And he's been an outstanding sire. His first-time starters win at about 15%. And Lucarelli has Javier Matias aboard. Ryan's Argument, who's had a couple of 5/8 works, a few in a row. The four is Whose Cat Is Dat, the son of Parker Stormcat, trained by David Martinez. He's had a couple of fourth-place finishes. He's been getting away from the gate just a little bit slowly in his first two starts, and a little improvement there will help his chances. Jennifer Whitaker, she's won the first two. She's aboard Whose Cat Is Dat. And Jennifer has won with 8 of her last 19 mounts. She has been red hot the last couple of weeks. White River Pirate, the 5, another son of Maddie G. Alan Bozell, our reigning trainer of the week, is in charge here. Jose Zanino aboard. White River Pirate has been second in 2 of his last 3 starts. Foreign C, a third-time starter from the barn of Doris Harwood, a son of Brother Derek, moved forward very nicely in his second start, beat by Raised a Secret, ran second to Raised a Secret, and Raised a Secret, highly thought of. He's in the Gottstein Futurity later today, coming off that win on September 3rd. Foreign C with Leslie Bowing back up for Doris Harwood. on the son of brother Derek. And tail spinner on the outside. He's on his toes as he goes to the track. He's a first-time starter by Raise the Bluff out of Summer Straw. Summer Straw has produced three runners and three winners, including Wowie Maui, a very fast horse. Rocco Bowen aboard for
like
Joe Toy
sort of
on the 7362.
Yeah.
The third race coming up.
So here come the horses. They're all jockeyed up and saddled. So they're all behind the race steward, I think, is the rider in the front. And he's on a bay horse in a western saddle, wearing a red vest. And, oh, the first horse, number one, is a beautiful tall bay. He's kind of dancing and prancing around. The jockey's trying to keep him quiet. Number two is a dark bay, smaller, wearing a white blanket. Jockey's in a checkered shirt. Yeah, the bugler's just to your right. You have a great spot. Number three is a bay with a star. Beautiful big horse. Kind of looks like Barbro. Very beautiful. He's in the blue silks, blue and yellow. And there's an almost black horse. Number four. Oh, number five I like. It's bay wearing green. That's my favorite combo. Green colors on a bay horse. Six is a dark bay, and number seven is a bay.
Number two.
Wow, all bays.
The race. Bay race.
And we're right next to the winner's circle, so it's right next to you on the right.
Third race coming up. Carl's Junior purse in seven.
Starting gate. Hard to see way down here. They move it around for different races. It's mobile.
Oh.
So depending on the length of the race, that's where they kind of put it so that it always finishes right here. So we're kind of at the finish line.
5 minutes, race three, Carl's Junior purse.
So they're still with their not exercise riders, but with their pony riders. So it's another horse next to each racehorse. It's kind of guiding them along. They're holding on to them and keeping them close.
What kind of horses are those, can you tell?
Yeah, there's a lot of quarter horses. I see a lot of Appaloosas out there today.
Oh.
So they're just kind of doing a fast canter, kind of getting them warm. They're way down there. You see them? It's a beautiful pinto.
So we've all picked who we think is going to win, and so we'll see which one of us, if any, is correct. We haven't actually bet anything, but...
No, they're still warming up.
The race gonna start?
Let's see.
In about
2 minutes and 56 seconds.
I was gonna say in about 4 minutes. I was wrong.
So I'm watching the odds on the horses kind of change, and I really don't understand how it all works.
Oh, I don't either.
It does say that the track is fast today, so that's good. So the condition of the track is fast.
Heading into the start, it's Carl's Junior first, the lead stream down the inside gate. Into gate two is Just Like Uptown, going by the 1/2 furlong. Into gate number three is a first-time starter, Ryan Zeligman, who's by closing up even with such a great second in the Kentucky Derby, when Giacomo scored and with Alex was third. Ryan's argument for the Frank Lucarelli bar moving up is Whose Cat Is That? Jennifer Whittaker.
Those
two under the belt today is White River Pirate. Gate five is next to be called in. The one favorite for this race is Foreign Sea.
Foreign Sea's the favorite.
Foreign Sea by brother Derek.
Number six.
Tail Spinner is a newcomer to the outside gate for the barn of Joe Toy. Stand by for start race three. Carl Jr. first. Tail Spinner walks up. Saddle the rider, the Brian's argument, Javier Mathias to get back. Horse in gate three, waiting for the rider to settle in. They're set to run. Morning blocked up. Race over the way, coming out very sharply with the early lead, White River Pirate. Oh, trouble for Just Like Uptown, showing no interest whatsoever to go with the pack and seven or eight lengths behind. Foreign Sea plunging forward to the lead on the outside. A helter-skelter matchup with four or five of them. second is a lead stream, and Brian's argument pushing up between horses to second spot. Racing Handy, whose cat is dead on the outside. A break behind that group of four of four-length tank tank tail spinner. And towards the back at this stage, White Room Pirate began the best, just like Uptown, now started a fine stride. Florence C has been slumming the last little bit, is out by a length in second, whose cat is dead. Brian's argument in third, followed on the inside by Elite Stream, and right in the back, just like Uptown, but well in front, Florence C bounding away. And Florence C looks the one here, is well ahead, four or five in front. And in second spot, trying to hold on is Whose Cat Is Dad. Down the center of the track, making some impression on Elite Stream, and just like Uptown, as green as grass. But this is all over. And Florence C, I think, is really coming in at an absolute trot.
Uptown, who had a bad start, came flying up for second. So who won that one? That was 4 and C. We all lose.
Yeah.
And we didn't put any money on it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a beautiful day. Oh.
High
stepping. He didn't win, but he thinks he did.
He said, I ran, that's what counts, right?
He's looking at the crowd. He's got his head up and his ears up. He said, check me out. And he's still full of energy. He took that saddle off and he jumped to the side.
It's official on our third race on our closing day program, 6-2 exact, $7.40.
Side passing with his head towards the crowd. All the horses seem to be when they come back. This one doesn't look quite so happy. He's got his ears apart. So they've soaked down the winner with some sponges and cooled him off a little bit. And they're walking him around outside the winner's circle. The jockey's still up. It's like a young jockey.
C going on to the big win today, the first lifetime victory for this son of Brother Derek, 2-year-old colt, the bay by Brother Derek from Miss Shower, Brother Jones, bred the winner in Kentucky. The winning trainer is Doris Harwood, and the winning owner, Herman Sarkowski, the winning jockey, Leslie Barwin.
So we are now standing at the saddling area. You want to describe this area, Laura?
Yeah,
I know you just did, but I wasn't recording.
There's about 10 stalls, and so they're parading the horses around the stalls without saddles, so you can kind of see the horse, look at their conformation and their temperament. So the grooms are leading them around, and then a few horses are already in the stalls starting to get saddled. So here comes another horse. This is a nice chestnut horse, shaking his head. You can hear that.
Yeah. How big is this area?
It's not quite as big as our arena at the ranch. It's as long, it looks like, almost, but it's not as wide. It's about half as wide.
Oh, okay.
So the number one horse is Be There Joe. Number two is Swiss Lightning. Number three is Gala Junior Mint. They must like candy.
Yeah.
I can't see number four. I think it's something expired. Epic Cast. Fine Red Wine. Get Going. Six is Get Going. Something. Saddles are so tiny.
I know, aren't they?
Yeah. Here comes another horse. He's chomping the bit. You can hear that.
Yeah, if you've never seen a racing saddle, it's like flatter than an English saddle and smaller. It's quite a...
It only weighs like a pound.
Yeah, it's really amazing.
Not much for the jockey to hold on there, is it?
No.
Here comes number five. Small chestnut. Beautiful horse, though. He didn't like that microphone. He kind of jumped forward. Scared him.
Number 11 race card at Emerald Downs, the Oshawa Beal.
Number
Lane and Challenge resumes in race number 5 for Gottstein 2012 in the winner's circle also today, and recognizing 5 of the top claiming horses in Emerald Downs history.
What is it doing? It was rattling.
They're usually chomping their bits, or the jockeys or the grooms are having to tug on their chain. So they usually, almost all of them, I think, have a chain around their nose too, or in their mouth. The source's chain is in his mouth over his teeth. And he's being very good.
Yeah, I'll bet he is.
I would be too. Oh, number 8's big. Wearing the pink silk. So they're going into the stalls now. Number 8 and number 5 aren't happy about that. 5 is kind of throwing his head up, moving his feet. Number 8 really doesn't want to stand in his stall.
We're going to go next up.
Some of them are standing behind their stalls, too.
How big are the stalls?
They're about 6-7 feet wide, I'd say. And then they're about 12 feet long, 10 feet, 12 feet long.
That sure doesn't give you a lot of room if your horse is going to have issues.
Yeah, but maybe you don't want a lot of room either. I don't know. Okay, now they're coming to, they're going to walk out for the jockeys. So let's turn around, and then we can watch the jockeys get up. So the jockeys are all standing in the middle. They're getting last minute instructions from their trainers. This one jockey that I'm looking at has down the side of his britches, it says Racetrack Bible Study, and then it's inside of a cross on his leg. Isn't that neat?
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Could be, yeah.
And now we're going to head out down to the track, and we'll have lots of time to get close because they're going to warm up. All right, we have lots of room to get right on the gate here. So we have about 6 minutes before the race actually starts.
They're in the game and locked up. Land Racing, I see Brass Tank flying out in front. A nice beginning for Epic Cast in second. Third placing is Present McGain, and on the inside making headway, both give a junior meet with Swiss Lightning. The last horse early, it's a fine red wine. Epic Cast head on the chest, looking strong and come clear. Opens up the lead by a length and a half to Swiss Lightning on the inside and give a junior meet. In a stalking role in fourth and pushing between runners. Present McGain starting to come into it nicely as they bunch up into the fine red wine at the back. At a modest tempo it is. Jennifer Whittaker on Epic Cast who leads the way narrowly. Taken on now by Gibber Jr. Mint.
So can you see them the entire time that they're running, or are they out of your view?
I can see them once they get behind the reader board out of the starting gate. So quite a few furlongs I can't see them, but they're rounding the last turn now. It's hard to tell where they are because they're coming straight at us.
Where are you? Oh, there you are. Good. That's where you need to be.
Oh, cool.
If we go a little farther, we can go step a few paces over. We can go to the winner's circle and see what that's like. So you can hear the owners clapping and celebrating. A whole bunch of them back there, like 15. Lisa is approaching the winner's circle. Ooh, he's dancing around, feeling very frisky. Handing the jockey a bottle of water to pour down the horse's back, and the horse is like, oh my gosh, you're trying to kill me. The jockey had a good seat. Horse is like, hey, quit that.
It's those horse eating water bottles, you know.
All right. Very good. The jockey just jumped down. Did you hear that?
We're standing in line here, waiting for food, and I thought that I would just have Laura describe what she's seeing, because she can see a lot from where we are.
So the concession stand is called Paddock Grill, and there's TVs in front so we can see the race, everything that we're missing. The
just
betting windows
we are missing it.
Yeah, the betting window is to our left. So there's a lot of people lined up to place their bets.
I doubt all of them will get through before the race time. And there's about four or five lines for concessions. And we're about halfway up our line. A lot of people milling around, a lot of people sitting and eating. And then the track's behind us.
And the settling area was up to our right, right?
Yeah. Correct.
So that is where we are. And as you can tell, I've switched over to just using my Olympus now. And obviously won't be recording this race because we're standing here in line. But it's a big race. There's 9 horses in this one. And yeah.
The horses are walking past on the track now. These are pretty black. And I like them. Number one is very wiry.
3 looks real calm. 4 looks real calm. Number 7's beautiful. But ears up. Looking at the crowd now. I like number 7. 5's a big, beautiful chestnut. I'm sorry, number 9. I like number 7. Yeah, the horses that are ponying. Ooh, number 7's really getting excited. Flipping his head around. The horses that are ponying, mostly like quarter horses. Some of them probably could be off the track thoroughbreds, so they look different when they're not in racing shape.
So now we're sitting in the bleachers.
Yeah,
I forgot to say that. What?
Sorry, it must be a mile-long race. So the interesting thing about that is they're going to have to move that starting gate real quick. Well, not real quick. It takes them a while to get around, but... So they park it, and then it just moves out of the way for the finish.
Mm-hmm. So right now we're sitting in the grandstand area. We're about 3 rows of bleachers back for this race. We're eating, but I won't chomp in your ears.
Stallone will be tickled again down the inside.
Come on, what?
What is his name or her name?
Down in favor now.
Tickled again.
7-5 is glorified. The inside runner moving forward, tickled again. Hey, down to the wire, to the circuit of the track.
What if all the horses
are gate number 3, Lily's a jewel.
At the very end.
Grant Bailey coming up.
I'm going to stand up so I can
feels
stand.
Like rain.
Stand on the bench.
Might as well
no
stand.
Rain since July 4th. Just about ready is glorified. 7-5 favorite. Catherine sees hope.
Well, there's got to be a history behind, or story behind that name.
Trying to become a five-time
hope.
Winner as well. But Cressa McGain holds that distinction after winning
7?
Earlier in the program today.
Yeah, my horse, okay.
5-time winner at the Meet Sydney.
Number 9, right?
Yeah, number 9.
So gate number 9, stand by for a start. This is the Pretty Piggy Slough. As Sydney goes up, the field is in. Locked up.
Starting gates on your left. Ooh, number
6. Elisa Mayer's about to be sent away. On their way. Hope deep on the track. Rush up. Glorified. Feels like rain is handy. They're the top trio.
He's off your horse. Back
placing
only
Sydney. As they head out the stretch, Grand Bailey is third last. Second last is Lily's Jewel. And the trailer
car that follows them around
again.
Behind the track,
Glorified's
too.
Glorified's gone to the front. And Glorified by a half a length to Catherine Sees Hope. And 2 lengths away, Feels Like Rain. Now 3 behind.
Boy, everybody's
out.
Moving.
Grant Bailey second last, and a distant last, 7 lengths behind the entire bunch, is pickled again. Glorified on top, and has company. Catherine Sees Hope just a half behind in second, and there's 6 or 7 in front. Feels Like Rain racing pretty wide, is lugging out, and back on the inside trying to make ground.
Now they're breaking the track where the starting gate was. Horses made a mess with their feet, so they're really quickly raking it.
Glorified trying to take the gate to wire, leads the way by 3 parts of a length to
Catherine. Number 7 way back there?
Still
no.
Still 7 away. Grant Bailey has emerged from
is
the front.
Really?
He's gone to the third spot pretty well. Then Lily's a jewel. Off the track feels like rain. Zippany is struggling. And pickled again has not caught the field at all.
Okay, so they're starting around the last turn.
Catherine Sees Hope is languishing in second. Four or five lilies and jewels got in third. Grand Bailey made it run but couldn't go on. And although last, Pickled Again is making headway. Top of the stretch. Four or five still in front. Two lengths to Catherine Sees Hope. Down the center, lilies and jewel. Behind them, Grand Bailey and Pickled Again. But Roarified, four in front. The second lilies and jewel. Now back in the way, Catherine Sees Hope. Roarified trying to hold out with a big win. The other name is
So the paddock is in front of us. Settling paddock. And they're bringing the horses down now. Oh, they're a beautiful dapple gray. Number five.
Yeah, number five, a fantastic winner at the Pretty Heavy Slew History.
Beautiful beige trotted path.
Is one of the best starts in the history for a horse. Green Valley participating again. And Scott, boy, you're used to this horse winning just about every time.
Yeah, she gets up for it. She's hard to catch.
Number six is Prince. Number seven has blinders on. Number eight's really pulling his moon around. His arm's gonna be tired. Number 11. It's a big field. Nine has kind of partial blinders on. Two has blinders. Number one trotting by, you can hear him trotting. Now they're starting to saddle them. They wear the cinches around their necks and carry the saddles and the blankets in their hand.
Congratulations to trainer Howard Belvoir along with Vicky Potter. And
they're giving out different awards in between the races now, and so it's kind of interesting to listen to.
But he can get happy again as the top three-year-old, the only four-time stakes winner at the meeting, as he won the Auburn Handicap, he won the Coca-Cola, the Emerald Downs Derby, and just on Washington Cup Day, the Chinook Pass as well. A tremendous horse on the front end, a beautiful horse who is going to take the winter off and come back for more. But once again, the only four-time winner at the meeting. He's also, as well as top three-year-old, top Washington bred. Congratulations, Tom, for the training job on Maker's Finale, bred and owned by Carl Krieg. Congratulate our champions here. Champion and Caviar going to the window and Maker's Finale.
Sit down there. We're going to see the jockeys go up first.
Ashbaugh-Beal race coming up. The Bob Stories at a mile and a 16th. 3-year-olds and up.
Dream on stable. The jockey's right in front of us. Wearing a bright neon green silk. And then some of the jockeys to our left that's wearing bright yellow with lightning flashes on his silks. I love watching the jockeys go up. I think that's fun. It's a great spot.
David Chrissy. West Coast Racing LLC owner, trainer David Martinez.
Alright, so they're warming up in front of us. Oh, look. The pony horse has a fluorescent leg wrap, a different color on each leg. Oh! And a pink saddle pad. Very eye-catching.
10 Arm Service, owned by Eric Norquist, Eileen Slova, and Chris Green. Trainer is Rosie Simpkins, the rider is Lenel Camacho Flores. And 11 Chris Gideon. A&W Stable and James Pershman, the owners, the trainer, Larry Ross, the jockey, Leslie Marwick.
That's a cute name, Prince Gideon.
The Bob Stories.
I like silver sneakers.
Just the Big Five in just 5 minutes.
So does the car go around the track for every race, or just with the long ones where they need to move the gate?
Every race they follow the riders around. There's actually two. It's like a Ford.
Closing day, yes.
I don't know, like a Ford, kind of a compact car. I don't know, it's a little bit bigger than that. I don't know how you would describe that car. It doesn't look like a sedan. And then behind a truck follows behind them. So they fly around the track at 45 miles an hour.
And why?
I think in case of injury, they're probably medics. That's my guess.
Happy birthday to Sarah. Sarah Lee, happy birthday. Happy 38th anniversary.
They're closing all the gates.
Kenny, congratulations on your 38th.
This is a full field. There's 11. Almost full.
So we're back standing down by the track. And we'll see how this race unfolds. It's interesting. It's a lot of the same jockeys racing each race. Starting to recognize the names.
Great skiddy up to the outside. Stand by for a start.
One of them passing. Like number two.
Just about ready.
Number two.
All in. Lock up. At the mile and 16. Sagan is restless in the gate.
Oh, yeah. Number eight.
The way Grace up and over the even start. That's where we have to
stand. Wow, you can hear him that time.
Daddy's vision's in front. Way to go.
Finally got to hear the thundering hoof.
That was cool.
Grace occupies the now one of the high side games. One out of his pick. I can play the game in front of Orlando with Grace at center. Off the curve of that name back to the series.
So there's the car going by.
It's starting it now.
I'm going to edit this because there's the cars going by are making it impossible to... hear anything. It's kind of hard to hear anything anyway.
If we stay here, we'll be able to watch the horses cool down, and we can also watch the jockeys as they walk past.
Okay.
Scattering and trotting slowly. One's tossing his head. Let's get back to the barn. Do you want to walk down to the saddling paddock again and then do the same route? I mean,
sure, why not?
Like it worked pretty well.
Yeah. Get back
here. I don't know how long the next race is. Okay. All right, then. There's a rail here. If you want to hold on to that. Chestnut with a star. Pretty, pretty. These are beautiful horses. Really, really nice. Here comes number 7. Big Dark Bay. So much black. Number 8. Pretty green bridle.
I want number 2.
Number 2's excited. He just got jerked. Number 3 is beautiful and black. Small though. Number 7 is really pretty. They have these leg wraps on their front leg. Some horses do. I wonder if that's to keep them warm or pull them off.
This is great.
They're kind
of
thick.
Five horses
all
year.
No, they're mostly bays. There's a black, there's a chestnut.
Why are they so big?
They're popular color, I guess. It's my favorite color though, so I'm okay with that. Starting to saddle now. Some are already saddled.
They're talking about a horse named Winning Machine. That's a great name. Nice optimistic name for a racer. Hope he never comes in last. The race is called the Sassy Joe Lassie. I wonder how they name the races. The race names are as strange as race horse names.
Oh, What's the starting gate? Guy riding on the back of it, and he helps steer it when they have to set it up. So that's kind of a neat job. I don't know why the tractor follows it. There's a big John Deere too. Got dual tires in the back. So this is interesting. We'll be able to see the horses loading from the back of the starting gate this time.
Oh, cool.
Starting gate's on our right. I really like the look of number 10. Really excited. Here's Frick. Head up. Number 6 looks really relaxed. Well, number 9's getting frisky. I happen to do circles. Oh, that one's pooping. Number 7's pooping. Number 9 is pretty though, isn't it, Rhea? You like that horse with the fluorescent leg wraps? Pretty cool, huh?
Rainbow?
Yeah, they're all different colors.
Yeah, but...
Another one. Goggles. I wonder if it's owned by the same...
Oh, it's the it's the same exercise right at the time. So she's ponying number 9, who's acting a little hyper. One horse has a hot pink bridle. It's really cute. Oh, that lady's riding in an Australian saddle. That's neat.
Oh, one of the
one of the pony horses. I want to know what you call them. Private fortune stablemate here to pony ears. I don't know. Daddy would like number 5's racing silks. So they have like poker cards on them. It's like a club, a spade, a diamond, and a heart.
Oh, look at my.
Next to join is going to be Montalena. Mice in circus to gate 5, Benatar.
Gate
number
9,
the outside will be just having fun.
So we can see the last few horses going in right now.
The Ashbarbeal claiming challenge.
Giving them the whip and nudging them with their legs. Get in there.
Stand by for Scott.
That last one, number 10, went right in. He's ready. Let's go.
Away and racing off. And private fortune came fast out in front. Very slow, sweet saga. Going for the early lead. Both Queenie Pie and Just Having Fun up the rail with Gang and I.
Yeah, it's kind of neat watching from behind. Their hind legs are just going. Head out
the racing wide on Montalena.
And the wide in front of all is
Benatar. Behind them, Mice in Circus, Strategic Patience at the back. And last is Sweet Saga away from the inside.
Good place for a horse named Patience to be.
Gang and I have come off the rail and they switch positions from the inside to outside close positions. They are the top two by 2.5 lengths. Third placing is Tweety Pie, three to Montalena. One away, Private Fortune. Quinette has lost some ground. A break of 2 lengths to Mice in Circus and Strategic Papers.
Wow, look at him.
Sweet Saga starting a run from second last and wide. And last of all is Benatar. Racing out in front with a healthy lead. The Gang and I are just having fun. They have come out to eclipse the field early. And the Gang and I hikes away in front. A length and a half to Just Having Fun. Five away, Tweety Pie to clear third. Then Montalena. Private Fortune on the inside. Mice in Circus rushing through in the center. Behind them, Sweet Saga. Quinette continues to drop out. Strategic Patience is a long way back. Second last, and last is Benatar. The Gang and I have gone
the last
in front.
Turn.
Tweety Pie is second, making inroads now. On the outside, Mice in Circus. Then Private Fortune is a long way home. The Gang and I is only 3 in front. Down the outside, Mice in Circus chipping away. And back in center is Tweety Pie. And she's all the Gang and I lining up. The Gang and I rolling them up. The Gang and I keep coming alive. The Gang and I.
So they're coming back now. The horses are all huffing and puffing, and the jockeys are jumping off, taking the saddles off. And the numbers from their bridles come off too. We use those. That one's pretty. dirty. He must have been in the back for a while. Mud all over his face.
Oh, man.
Just beautiful. Here comes some jockeys walking by. He's always the disappointed jockeys because they didn't win. You know, that black horse really ran a nice race. No mud on his face. I wonder if that's where that expression comes from. Mud on your face, a big disgrace. I mean, you were in the back. You didn't win.
That's a good question. You can research that when you get home.
Yeah. I love this number 10 horse. The female jockey rides him so beautifully.
There's a jockey.
Yeah. Oh, she has beautifully manicured fingernails. Isn't that funny?
That is funny.
Beautiful manicured fingernails. Well, she wears gloves. This other female jockey doesn't. Her nails don't look so nice. Here comes some jockeys, yeah? Some of the jockeys are walking past. And the winning horse is just about to pass by here. Still prancing and dancing, very proud of himself. Or herself, I don't know if it's a boy or girl, I can't tell. Beautiful. Great job.
Thank you.
One thing that I think is really neat is when the horse wins, they, you know, interview them a little bit, of course, and it's neat to hear them talk about their horses because, and I just haven't been recording any of those, but.
Let's crown him leading rider for 2012 right now. Timon, you have a plaque for Juan, 116 wins and counting.
Holy cow.
Juan has more to do. Juan, congratulations. Fantastic season with your daughter, and let's get one comment from you on. Is this your mom as well? Olaf and Juan, your whole family here, congratulations. It's been great working with you. You're a professional rider, an outstanding rider, and congratulations.
Thank you. So I want to say thank you to every trainer and everybody that's...
Nice job, Juan. Congratulations. Juan has to ride the next race. We'll let him go. Let's get a trainer, a word from trainer Jim Penny. Jim, 1-2 in this Ashbaugh Beale race. These are special races to win on closing day. And Juan had maybe a decision to make early to use some speed from that rail, but you had her prepared perfectly for today.
Yes, both fillies need our relics around the ground, and there wasn't a lot of speed in the race. And so the, what we told Juan, hey, if you can steal it, steal it. And if you get a little late, we got another one. Safety valve coming up, but he didn't look back.
He didn't look back. The gang and I improving as her four-year-old season goes along, owned in part by Ellen Follett, and Ellen lost her husband, Bill, about this.
So what I was starting to say was that it's really neat to hear about the different horses, like... and the different ways that the owners and trainers describe their horses. Like that person just said, you know, she has a lot of heart, and you know, just the different ways they describe their horses. You can tell they really know their horses, and they really are involved, and that they care, that it's not just a money thing. I've caught that in a couple of instances anyway, where it's been kind of like, you know, I can't remember now with words exactly, but it's neat.